Vous avez démontré votre courage.
You've demonstrated your courage, the French president told the people of Benghazi, who led the rebellion against Colonel Gaddafi. It was a hero's welcome for Nicolas Sarkozy and David Cameron from a nation who believed their freedom would have been impossible without military intervention. This morning, both men visited a hospital in Tripoli, and this is how they were received. Cameron and Sarkozy are in Libya for talks with leaders of the rebel movement, the National Transitional Council. In a press conference, David Cameron said Britain would help track down Colonel Gaddafi and would look to unfreeze £12 billion worth of assets. But he said he was amazed at the speed at which Libyans were getting back on their feet.
Of course, there will be difficulties ahead and many things that have to be fixed. But the fact that already your roads are full again of traffic, your water is flowing, your hospitals are working, this is impressive.
In a veiled warning to Syria, Iran and others, he also said the events in Libya could spread beyond its borders.
This is a moment when the Arab Spring could become an Arab summer, and we see democracy advance in other countries too. And I believe you have the opportunity to give an example to others about what taking back your country can mean.
The battle for Libya is still not over. Some parts of the country are still controlled by Gaddafi loyalists. But Libya's provisional government has said this afternoon that its forces have reached the outskirts of Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown.